It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you here. It's been a couple of years since I spoke with one of these two gentlemen in the studio with us. He was born Robert L. Ross. I call him Bob, and I'm hoping he allows me to call him Bob throughout this interview. Good morning.
Good morning. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Bob. You brought in Jeff Nadler with you, also another fine photographer. From the Art Affair. Both of you are at Art Affair this year. Bob Ross, by the way, also a photographer and a magnificent oil painter. And I want to ask them some questions, and I want them to tell me some cool things I've always wondered. Good morning, first of all, both of you. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
Thank you for inviting us.
All right. So how's our Art Affair this year?
I think Art Affair, in terms of the quality and the variety of the art, this is my 9th year there. I think it's actually the highest that I've seen in my 9 years. So I'm very enthused about the level of and quality of the art.
Right. I love
that. One of the things that people should know about Art Affair, we're the smallest of the three major shows in Laguna Canyon Road. But every year we get voted the best show in the canyon.
It is a good show.
And this year is probably, as Jeff just said, this year is probably the best year I've seen. I've been there 15 years. And probably the best year I've seen. It's amazing the quality of the artists we get. We get them from all over.
Is that the difference to you? Is the fact that you bring in artists from everywhere?
I believe that's the difference. We bring in artists from everywhere, but that's one of the main differences. The other difference is we have a very large variety of art in our place. We're very accepting of a lot of different type of art, and people come in, they really appreciate that. They really appreciate the variety that they see because everybody has different tastes.
Right.
What is great art for you might not be great art for somebody else, but then they see something else that is wonderful. The other thing we have going for us is we have a tremendous variety of pricing.
Right.
We have something for everybody, literally something for everybody.
Right.
There isn't anybody comes in there can't afford to buy something at Art Affair. Take home something beautiful at Art Affair. And that's different that's a difference that we have that other art shows don't have. Not only the art shows in the canyon, but other art shows in general.
Right.
So we can offer you something to take home for yourself, for a family member, for a friend, that's affordable and yet beautiful.
So just yesterday we awarded the Silver Tongue. Each year we have the Silver Tongue Award to someone who has raised the most money for our takeover shows and our takeover fundraiser. We awarded the Silver Tongue yesterday to Peter Blake, and that was created by Heather Reichard, the artist that's at Art Affair right now, the multimedia art. A magnificent piece, and all of her work is much like the trophy that we gave yesterday. It's just this incredibly unique statue or an incredibly unique award. It was fantastic.
Heather's one of our new artists this year. And I think that's one of the things that's so exciting is, you know, people who have been to Art Affair before will see their favorites that come back.
Right.
But there's also a lot of exciting new artists, and Heather's just one of those.
She is. She's pretty amazing there. Now, Bob, what do you hang on your wall? What kind of art attracts you?
Well, I do a lot of wildlife. I do a few other things as well, but I do a lot of wildlife. And I really like that. I started out as a commercial photographer, and became a wildlife photographer a number of years ago. As a matter of fact, that's how I met Jeff, and we became friends. We met in Brazil taking pictures of jaguars. And we were sitting in a boat together watching jaguars come down. And I do a lot of wildlife photography, and I like to paint for my own pictures. So I'll paint a lot of wildlife stuff, and that's really, you know, it's really fun for me. I paint for myself, really, and then I put it on the wall and somebody buys it and I'm always astonished and happy.
So when you're shooting wild, when you're shooting photographs of wildlife, what is it you look for? When is that perfect moment? Is it when they look into the camera, or what is the moment?
Well, for me, that moment is when they look directly at us, look into the camera, get that connection. And I know that's the way Jeff will explain to you right now, because I know that's the way he feels. We talked about that a lot when we first met. It's one of the big connections we made right away. Yeah. Isn't that what you feel?
Yeah, definitely. It's I think one of the keys to attract people to wildlife photography is feeling a personal connection with that. And that is indeed feeling their emotions, and that's looking into their eyes and right. and seeing what they're expressing. And that's, I think, what one of the unique things that Bob and I both do, and it's part of the reason why we made a connection from the very beginning, because we have the same sensitivity about the wildlife itself. It's not just a picture of an animal, but it's a creature that it's a sentient being that has its own feelings and emotions. Right. And we try to convey that.
And if you look at my paintings, you'll see the same thing. I really focus in on the eyes. Okay. I really always focus in on the eyes. And people come up and they go, wow, it looks like it's looking right at me.
Right.
And yeah. that's what I focus in at. And I love that connection you make with people. I love when people yeah. come and say, oh, yeah. wow.
There's the old cliche, you know, the eyes are the windows to the soul. Right. That's true whether you're taking a photo of a person or an animal or you're painting it.
Right. Do you find there are times where when you make that eye contact, and I imagine the perfect time for you is camera to eye contact, right. but when you've made that contact with an animal, whatever that animal is, that you've shared a moment. You've shared a moment
absolutely.
With that creature?
Totally. And that's, I think, one of the things that that had me gravitate to wildlife photography as my second career was right. that feeling of connection that you feel with a wild animal.
Yeah. And Bob, I'm sorry, when you take that moment and you put it on a canvas, tell me about the transformation of making that alive, of bringing the canvas to life.
For me, when I start painting one of my photos on my canvas, I get so immersed in that. The whole scene of where I was at the moment, what I felt when that animal looked at me, that connection that I felt, becomes part of what I'm doing. I can sit and paint for hours. I can't move when I get up. But I love that. I become part of the scene. I become one with the animal, really. Right. And I'm hoping it shows through. People keep saying that to me, and I'm happy about that. And I like the fact that I can relive that experience. And those experiences are priceless.
Right.
Those the most wonderful thing in the world.
I'm going to have our listeners go online and check out each of your works. I noticed Jeff, a grizzly bear coming out of the yep. water at one point. Tell us about that particular shot.
That was, I went to a place in British Columbia when the salmon are running. It was a deep river up in the mountains. And so with this deep river, the bears are diving for the salmon. So they would come up and they would shake the water off. So being able to, and we were in boats, so the grizzlies were coming out toward us. It was very unique perspective. So being able to photograph them shaking the water off and getting that dramatic spray that right. you get able to freeze. I've got lots of photos of that. It was really turned out really nice.
When is close too close as far as a grizzly coming toward you?
You know, it could be we had them coming within 35 feet of the boat, but they were so focused on fishing they couldn't care about us in the least.
Okay. This is a really good point. Most of the time, I wouldn't get closer than 100 yards to a grizzly if I could avoid it. But when they're fishing for salmon,
right.
grizzlies become strictly focused on that.
Right.
I've stood in Alaska in a stream with a grizzly bear surrounding me. I've got a picture of that, actually, mm-hmm. and surrounding it and not even looking at us.
Well, there's nothing like fresh salmon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I wouldn't be looking either. I'd be
hey, I'm busy here.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing. One of the advantages that Art Affair has is you hear Jeff and I talking right now. We have so many different artists with so many different viewpoints of what's good, mm-hmm. and they see it from so many different ways. And we've got, it's amazing when you come in there, you can find something that fits your attitude, what you want to see in a painting, what you want to see, everything from the most modernistic type painting right. to realism, like we're doing,
right.
Same thing in the photography. We got photographers that do abstract photography. We've got photographers that do just realistic stuff right. like Jeff and I do.
Right.
Jeff can change his photos around. He gets the most beautiful mixture of abstract and regular, you know, direct photos. But we have all that at Art Affair. Art Affair is the most diverse show. I've been doing this a lot of years. Auto Fair is the most diverse show I've ever been around.
It's nice, we have over 100 artists,
right.
and we're actually probably a little well kept secret. But we're in our 55th year as an arts festival here in Laguna Beach, and I think also what's really great about us is it's really easy to get to us. You know, our location right between Sawdust and Festival of the Arts, being able to visit us. We're really accessible. No stairs. Trolley stops right outside, you know, so we have hard floors, so we're very wheelchair friendly for people to come in and check us out.
We often tell our listeners, no matter what, if it's summertime, you have to do the trifecta. You can't do one without doing the other two. You have to, if you're walking to one, you're in the neighborhood, you got to do the other two. So I find myself doing that trifecta often.
Yeah.
It's the coolest little neighborhood.
It is. It really is. And then you got some great restaurants around, right?
Exactly.
Close by too, so it's really nice. One of the things that we also have, which is nice and was really important this last Sunday with the big rainstorm we had, is we've got canopies, we have tarps, so that so you're protected from the rain, and but then also in our normal weather you've got shade from the sun, so right. it's a pleasant location to come and check out the art.
We had an interesting experience happen. We had this heavy rain, and everybody came running in to get under the tarps. Maybe we need that more often. We had great sales. people were kind of forced in to get under the tops, and when they got under the tops and they're looking around, and here we were, and there was heavy rains coming down, and I see people taking art off the wall and doing great sales.
So no art got damaged.
No booths got affected.
We
were good for that.
Very, very, very cool. Yeah.
You know, one of the things I wanted to really bring up for listeners is that Laguna Beach residents get in for free. That's something that's forgotten, that it's free, and then also veterans too.
Right.
And then if people have tickets for Pageant of the Masters, that day they also get in for free.
Excellent.
And then lastly, if they need, with all those free opportunities, but if they need to buy a ticket, it's a season pass. They can come in the rest of the summer at no charge after that.
Fantastic. And are you seeing a lot of repeat business this summer?
That's what we get. We live on repeat business. Once we get somebody into a Laguna Auto Fair,
right,
they come back. Okay. It's almost inevitable. I mean, you see the same people year after year, and they'll tell you, wow, I have to come to this show.
Right.
And if we can get them in the door, we got them. They're coming back.
Yeah, and it's really great. We see the artists love to see other artists be successful. You know, this summer, I had someone who 5 years ago had bought one of my pieces and loved it. They came and visited me at the show this year. And then I saw them walk out with a piece from someone else. And I was just jazzed and excited that they were a collector.
And we send... Unlike a lot of shows I've been in, we send people. If they come in and they express an interest in a specific type of art, we'll send them to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like I've sent people to Jeff. Jeff sent people to me. I just made a sale for one of the people he sent to me. And, it just goes over. We do that with everybody there. I've sent people to virtually everybody at the show.
There's almost no one I love more than artists. I love the spirit of the artist, and I think that you all carry that with you.
Absolutely, we love supporting each other, and we're truly glad when we see someone is successful, not just ourselves. It's like it was again a past customer of mine from outside of actually Art Affair who contacted me, was interested, wanted to have a polar bear photo, and I don't have them, and I sent them to Bob, and they bought and ordered a photo from Bob.
Is there an animal that you'd like to photograph, either of you or both of you, that you haven't?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll snow leopard.
Snow leopard.
You know, that was probably the most difficult animal to get. They're high in the Himalayas. It takes a lot of, really you have to be a mountaineer. You have to train and prepare for that.
Okay.
And then to even get close enough, because they're to even get within 100 yards is unusual. Right. So that would be... That'd be my animal.
I got a snow leopard.
You got? He's a climber.
You dog.
Bob's a climber. Of course he is.
I'm a climber.
Yeah.
And of course he is.
I got it in Bhutan, actually, in the Himalaya, in the mountains of Bhutan. It was interesting. Is there any one particular animal
that you haven't got?
That I haven't gotten? That's interesting. I can't think of any specific animal that I haven't gotten.
Okay.
I've been pretty much everywhere in the world, and right. I've been lucky, and I've gotten pretty much all the animals.
How long did you lay in wait to snap the picture of the snow leopard?
I didn't. Oh. We were walking up a very thin trail. I was with a guide from Bhutan, actually, one of the government ministers who I'd met and decided we'd go off together. He was going to show me some things. And it came around a rock and stood there and stared at us. And being the photographer, I just started snapping pictures as quickly as I could. And then it disappeared. Disappeared into the fog and into the mountain mist, and right. never saw it again. But I got it.
I am so jealous.
That's a keeper. That's a keeper so right jealous. There. We'll send you by his booth. You can pick up that photograph.
Actually, that was the first one I sold last year. The first picture I sold when I put it up last year.
Excellent. So when you guys are just, let's say you're in town and you're driving down the road. And a coyote crosses in front of you. You see the beauty. You don't just see, oh, there's a coyote. You see Absolutely. The beauty of the animal crossing in front of you.
I'll tell you a little story. I just talked to my wife, Laura, about it just as I was pulling you to your garage.
Laura is also an amazing artist.
Laura is
an absolute. And again, she is among my favorite artists in town. Sorry, guys.
Listen, she's my favorite. Yeah, and sure. She's Laura Curtin Ross.
Yes.
She's great. But I just called her to tell her about an experience I had coming here to the studio. I was driving down PCH, and an owl flew directly in front of my car. I mean, flew directly in front of my car, and the cars behind me started honking because I didn't move. I just stood there and watched it, just sat there and watched it. And we get that around here all the time.
Right.
This is an amazing place to live.
Right.
You know, as they go down to the shoreline, you can see... You can see whales go by. You can see dolphins swimming. You know, it's incredible living down here. And we get lots of animals.
Are you generally camera ready in town?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I have. Right. Yeah, I have a camera in my seat right next to me. Under the seat right next to me.
We'll be looking.
I shouldn't be telling anybody that. Yeah.
We'll be looking forward to that owl photograph here coming up soon.
Yeah, you always have to be ready.
How do our listeners find you online, either of you, both of you?
For me, I'm on my best place right now is on Facebook. So it's Jeff Nadler Photography.
Okay. All right.
And I'm at Ross Photo Gallery. And that's generally the best place to find me. The other place is Ross Fine Art, RobertRossFineArt.com.
Absent that, step on into the art affair at any time. Yep. If you're a local, you're getting in there free. And if you've got pageant tickets for that night and you're not a local, you're also getting in there free.
And the price is reasonable if you're not getting in there free.
Exactly.
The most reasonable price we have.
Exactly.
And it's good for the whole summer.
Right.
Yeah. And we're open every Sunday through Thursday from 10 to 7, and Fridays and Saturdays 10 to 8.
Okay, and it goes on until September 5th?
The 4th is
the last day, okay.
Yeah, right.
Are we planning a celebration of some kind on this day? Are we doing a little blowout on the 4th?
We're planning some activities.
We're planning some parties. One of the things we didn't mention, if you like good music, you also want to come down to Art Affair.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
We have some of the best music. We have great artists that come down.
Music artists. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is we have live bands.
And a nice little dance floor.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So. Yeah. Well, bring your dancing shoes as well.
Yeah.
Robert Ross, Bob Ross, Jeff Nadler, thank you so very much for coming in this morning. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
I'll see you
at the Art Affair.
Take care.
All right. 8:22 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.